Sometimes in our obedience to the Lord, we may not understand how it's all going to work out, or even how we're going to accomplish it. Our human nature wants a full explanation. Oh, I gotta know. I want a full explanation of all that's required before we proceed here. But the Lord wants us to believe Him and obey. If we'll trust Him, if we'll trust Him enough to take the first step, we can be sure that God's will be done.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Today we're going to talk about something that I pray will be a blessing to you. And it has everything to do with the society we live in right now and the climate of this society. Today we're talking about part two of walking in God's favor during wicked days. You know, a story written thousands of years ago continues to speak to us today because the lessons we learn from the life of Noah are still applicable to our daily lives. What makes Noah unique is that in the midst of a wicked, evil society, he alone found favor in the eyes of the Lord. We see that in Genesis 6, verse 8. This is the kind of affirmation from God that we should all desire and pursue in order to honor and please our Lord. The favor of God is His acceptance, approval, provision, divine energy, and joy given to us. To walk in His favor day by day, we must listen to Him and trust Him. Both of these are required for salvation because God is the one who tells us of our sin and our need for a Savior. Then we must believe Him, receive the forgiveness of our sins through Christ, and trust Him to be our Savior and Lord. Listening and trusting the Lord are also essential in the Christian life in order to follow His guidance and walk in His will. A good way to test whether we are truly trusting God is to consider our prayer lives. Do we come to Him with our needs and concerns and leave with an expectation that He has heard and will answer? Sometimes our prayers become lifeless because we lack confidence and faith in the one to whom we pray. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7, shows us how to walk with God as Noah did. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." The culture in which Noah lived was characterized by great wickedness and evil. I mean, it was so corrupt that the Lord was grieved and decided to blot out mankind and all the animal life on earth. That's in Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. But the Bible says one man, was different from everyone else. The word says Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time. Noah walked with God. Praise God. That should be our ambition as well, to be righteous and blameless and to walk with God. No other compliment could surpass this. Such a lifestyle requires that our conversation, conduct, and character reflect that we are walking with God in righteousness. If this is true of us, we will be different from the culture around us, just as Noah was. Because Noah was a righteous man who listened and trusted the Lord, God commanded him to build an ark. And this wasn't a small project, no, because the ark was to be 450 feet long, 50 feet wide, and 3 stories tall. Nothing like this had ever been built before Noah. So Noah could have made excuses, but he trusted God, and he did exactly what he was told. Sometimes in our obedience to the Lord, we may not understand how it's all going to work out, or even how we're going to accomplish it. Our human nature wants a full explanation. Oh, I got to know. I want a full explanation of all that's required before we proceed here. But the Lord wants us to believe Him and obey. If we'll trust Him, if we'll trust Him enough to take the first step, we can be sure that God's will be done and that God will provide what we need to take that very next step. And if we need further direction, we can ask Him earnest questions in prayer, being confident that He will reveal what we need to know. Even though Noah faced inevitable obstacles, he listened to God's instructions. He trusted God to save him from the impending flood and started building the ark. Because he was righteous and blameless, he already stood out in his culture. But now he was doing something that seemed insane, totally ridiculous to the people all around him. Yet in the midst of their inevitable questions regarding the ark, Noah had the opportunity to tell the people about God and warn them of the upcoming destruction. But no one listened. No one believed him, and they were ultimately destroyed in the great flood. We too may face skepticism and questions when we listen to God and follow His instructions. Although others may not understand or might even ridicule us, we must seek to tell them about God and answer their questions if possible. Then, our responsibility is to trust and obey God and leave all the questions to Him. Although the Lord's command to build an ark seemed absurd to his neighbors, Noah trusted God and carefully followed his instructions regarding how to build it. Every step of the way, Noah had to rely on the Lord to provide materials and guidance for the construction of the ark. It had no rudder because God was going to steer it. There were no sails, since the Lord Himself would power it. And there was no need for a compass, because God would direct its course. All the instructions were clear, so Noah would know exactly what to do. Oh, dear ones, trust is also essential in our lives as we walk with God. Without trust, we'd be like a car without wheels, going nowhere in life. If God gives us a command, He assumes the responsibility for providing the means for us to do it. If we always insist on having all our questions answered before we move forward, we never will move forward. Like Noah, we can count on the Lord to provide whatever we need to accomplish His will. Whether it's resources, finances, or specific directions about what to do next, all we need to do is ask God and wait for Him to provide in His time. The example Noah gives us could be called the ABCs for life. Listen to the Lord, trust Him, and then obey. This simple formula is God's solution for living in a sinful world, and it can be applied to every area of our lives. Yet sometimes listening, trusting, and obeying God scares us because we fear that we won't be understood by others or might lose out in some way. However, anytime we follow the Lord's instructions, we win, simply because we've obeyed Him. To live a godly life, we must listen to God by reading His Word and trusting what He says. Then we step out in obedience and faith, knowing that He has all knowledge and all power in every circumstance of life. Nothing is beyond Him. Furthermore, blessings follow obedience. Always. Because Noah listened, trusted, and obeyed God, one family was saved from the flood, and a new civilization was started. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we praise You. We honor You. We worship You. We thank You for taking care of us, Lord, and for our families, for our every need. And Father, we also know, we realize that You have a grand design for each and every one of our lives. You have a specific grand destiny for each of us in Christ Jesus. And it's so much more than we could ever expect or dream of. So much more than we could even ask or think. Help us to not limit You, Lord. Help us to not limit ourselves. Help us, dear God, so that when You give us a command to do something, and it seems outrageous to our natural mind, to our logical minds, when it makes no sense to us, and yet we know that the command is coming from Your Holy Spirit within us, then, Lord, we will do what You command. We will do what You tell us to do, when You tell us to do it, and how You tell us to do it. No debating. No questions. But we will respond with, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. I'll do that." Thank You, Father, for hearing us. And thank You for our destinies, which are greater than we could ever imagine, through Christ Jesus our Lord. And it's in His name that we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, dear ones, for listening today. I just want to reiterate what I said at the top of the podcast. If you've backslidden away from church due to COVID and due to the lockdowns, due to some sort of church spat or split, whatever the case may be, please, I'm pleading with you, come back home to Jesus and come back home to His church. We are the family of God. There are no Lone Ranger Christians. And like the old saying goes, that no man is an island unto himself. We need one another. Dear ones, the church is the family of God. So please, get online if you need to. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you to find just the right church. Go shopping for churches online. Go visit churches on the weekends. Get to meet the pastor. Maybe sit down and have breakfast with him or her. Get to find out about the church. And if the Lord is leading you to that specific congregation, then by all means, get plugged in. Become part of the family of God once again. Also, I have a book out, my latest book. It's been out a couple months. It's called The Forgiving Heart. I suspect that many of you could really be blessed and be benefited by my latest book. You can find The Forgiving Heart by Anthony Sluzes in paperback and in Kindle at Amazon.com, or just go straight to my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. And pastors, I would ask you to go to our website and check us out. I would ask you to prayerfully consider scheduling me to come and speak to your congregation, at your church, in your community. I've ministered all across the U.S., from Oregon to Florida and points in between in churches. And God has moved powerfully. His Spirit has touched hearts and lives. Many decisions have been made for Christ. Lives have been changed. So please do, Pastor, pray about having me to come and speak at your church. Thank you for listening. And my prayer is that God would bless you exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask, think, or imagine. And I cannot wait until the very next time when we get to meet like this and to talk about the things of God.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.